Hey, Marco, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I appreciate you checking in. I know you're a busy guy right about now.
No problem.
Joey, I know I don't have a lot of time with you today. Let me ask you right off the bat, digging into the roots of Aerosmith now, 40-plus years in the band, what do you think is your single most greatest accomplishment as being a member of that band?
Oh, I would have to say one of the biggest accomplishments was when I did my first drum solo at Pontiac Stadium in front of 80,000 people.
Oh, my God. I can't imagine the roar of that crowd.
Yeah, that was a rush.
Drummer Joey Kramer is with me. Joey, you've got this rockin' and roastin' coffee now that you're pushing big time. I have to admit to you, we actually tried it here today, and my coworkers have said, all right, you got to ease off, because I got a little happy with it. It was just so it's a little strong, you know, because I had nothing to measure it with this morning at 5 in the morning. So
what are you drinking, the Sumatra?
Yes.
Yeah, the Sumatra is the strongest, you know, of the three.
I learned quickly today, and so did they.
Yeah. The thing with the Sumatra is the strong, you know, you can make it real, real strong, and it'll never taste bitter.
Okay.
It'll always just taste, it'll taste stronger, but it'll have a stronger coffee flavor. It'll never get bitter or have an aftertaste on you.
So let's talk about rocking and roasting coffee, because obviously that's a passion you have, Joey. How did all that start for you?
Well, you know, I've always been a coffee connoisseur.
Okay.
You know, and I've always wanted to have something of my own for myself, and I just never had the time to do it, you know, thankfully, and I'm grateful for my career. But that's pretty much what stopped me from doing it. So I just had some time off. I assembled my team, and I said, you know, I'm going to go for it. I don't want to have 7 months off with nothing to do. So that's what I did, and it just, you know, it blew up so fast, I had no idea it would be that successful. It's great because fans are very receptive to it. Everybody's loving the coffee. I haven't gotten one negative comment about the coffee yet.
We're on the phone with Joey Kramer from Aerosmith now. Joey's got a coffee out, Rockin' and Roastin', and I know you can get that online, Joey, at rockinandroastin.com. Costco locations on the East Coast, but I'm wondering, will we see it come this way, towards the Midwest at all? Are there plans for distribution, Joey?
We're working on it. We're working on, we're in negotiations right now with Kroger, who's the biggest grocer in the United States. And so we're working our way across. But, you know, it takes time, and I'm not in any rush to do it because I want it to be right, and I want to make sure that I maintain the quality of it. And it's not about the money for me. It's about doing a quality thing, bringing great coffees at a good price point for people to drink.
I have to ask you, do you have a favorite donut you love when you have a cup of your coffee?
I don't even...
Hey, I just said, you know.
No. No, because I don't eat donuts.
Oh, okay. Well, there's this, you know, you get a little indulgence now and then, a sweet tooth, if you will. And
no,
I just...
but not a donut. That's like really pushing the mark.
Aerosmith drummer Joey Kramer is with me. Joey, Let Love Rock Tour. We're going to launch. Slash is coming on board for this one. How did that happen? Because that's a great combination.
Well, we've been after Slash to open for us for a long time, and I think it was just a question of him finally giving in. And he's going to do it, and it's going to be a great tour. That starts, I think, July 11 or July 10 in New York. And before that, we're leaving in May to go to Europe. So we'll be in Europe up until that time. So by the time we make it to the States, band will be in a groove.
Yeah, will he join you on stage for any songs at all?
You never know.
Okay.
I'm sure that will happen at some point.
Right.
Slash is probably, you know, he's like one of the last great iconic guitar players. You know, he's like really carrying the torch for a certain kind of guitar player that plays a certain way, which is in my language called great. And I don't think there's a lot of guys out there that are doing what he's doing. He's like really carrying the torch for what it's all about. And I think that's what his band speaks of. You know, he's not just a character. He's a great guitar player.
He sure is. I know we've got you July 25th in Chicago around here, so I'm sure our listeners have already bought tickets for that.
Okay.
What will you guys do after the tour is over? Any new music you're working on?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
Not at the moment, but, you know, you never know what happens on the road.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Aerosmith drummer Joey Kramer. Joey, best of luck on the Let Love Rock Tour with Slash that's going to be getting underway in July. It is going to be phenomenal. Rockin' and Roastin' Coffee, too. I'll make sure our listeners try that and get some order from you as well. And, you know, I really appreciate you spending some time with me today, Joey. Been great to talk to you.
Thank you, man.